Now, here's the InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill.
Tommy Ashley and Greg Barnes of Inside Carolina with you again. And Greg, yesterday we talked about Carolina's great baseball season. Won all 10 ACC series. The ACC tournament starts today. North Carolina begins their ACC tournament tomorrow with the new pool system. But your take on the new setup and how North Carolina should fare?
Well, I think that the key component of the new setup was to get some extra teams in. The last couple of years with the two-pod system, you only had 10 teams in. Of course, North Carolina has been on the losing side of that several times in the last couple of years. But this gets 12 teams in, and what it also does is it allows for kind of a better elimination bracket format, whereas in the previous setup, you only had the pool play and then the championship game by the pool winners. This time, you have four pools. The winner of each advanced to a semifinal on Saturday, and then, of course, you have the championship game on Sunday. So North Carolina, as a two seed, gets the number seven seed, NC State, the number 11 seed, Boston College. And so North Carolina should roll past Boston College fairly easily, and then they get that primetime matchup on Friday night against NC State to see if they're able to advance to the semifinals, which clearly at this point in time, North Carolina's playing very well. That sets them up kind of with some momentum heading into the NCAA tournament.
Carolina Boston College at 3 o'clock on Wednesday. Friday, May 26th, 7 p.m. matchup against NC State. If they win those two, they'll play again on Saturday in the semifinals. ACC baseball tournament is here.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting.